Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Mr. Platter's bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. He's National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group. Tracy, remind us what you do.
Basically, CFG is in the business of asset-based lending. So what we do is we target companies under $30 million in revenue. We assist them with working capital by providing them a lending facility structured around receivables and inventory. And it is a transitional type of financing to ultimately get them to either cash flowing on their own cycle or back to a traditional line of credit or a cash flow loan from a bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we target companies that are in some transitional phase. You know, they've acquired a new customer that's requiring demands on cash flow. It's created a cash gap, and they need to fill that gap. How do you fill that gap? You sell equity in your company, you go borrow from friends and family, or you go leverage assets of the business in order to create that. But you have to be very careful in how you structure and put that together. And obviously bringing equity in has a lot of strings and issues attached to it. So does borrowing from family.
Do you agree with me when I say that the companies that survive, that have survived, have obviously figured out how to do that? They've obviously figured out how to run lean and mean. And when the economy picks up, there's virtually no startup pressure to mess with the price structure, which we've had in other recessions followed by recoveries. And do you agree with me that those companies are going to experience outrageous success and profitability when the economy does come back, at least in the early stages of the recovery?
I think those that have made it through this gauntlet, I'll refer to it as, are exactly that. They've been very decisive. They've obviously managed their balance sheets and their business and customers and all the pressures very effectively. And just like Wall Street, they, as a result of that, have improved their cash flow, which has reduced the demand of need for leveraging and capital by the financial institutions.
Right.
So business is down for all the banks and you know, financing. I mean, they've put more capital out there, but you know, they're where we were pre-gauntlet.
But in the meantime, those same companies are sitting on their bucks. Are there whatever opportunity they have, whatever capital availability they have, whatever they're doing, they're holding back right now, aren't they?
They are, and they may not be. The smaller business may not be sitting flush, but they're also not going out there and you
taking
know
risks.
We've got an incredible entrepreneurial spirit in America, and they're not going out and taking risks.
Isn't that the thing that nobody's talking about? Isn't that the dirty little secret that nobody's talking about? And that is that America has this incredible dynamic engine called entrepreneurship that is not being used right now, and nobody's building a factor into the recovery, to the paying down of the debt, the tax picture, the whole thing. Nobody's building into that the fact that half of our solution will come from good practices like better tax structure, smaller government, etc. The other half can come from growth, from the dynamism of our economy. What do you think?
It's right there. 60% of our employment, 65% of our employment comes from what the government considers small business, which are companies under $50 million in revenue.
Yep.
And
your own company. I mean, you're an example of this. You've got a growing company, but you got slots you're not filling right now.
Because of the uncertainty of where things are in some markets, we have held back, and you know, we've got six positions, and I've got an actual startup concept that we're sitting on because I'm not certain of where things are going.
Yeah. You're worried about the election?
Yeah.
About how things are going to happen? What's going to happen?
It's the whole undercurrent.
You're worried about the next 4 years, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of uncertainty that we've got as to where things are going.
Give us the website again, please.
It is www.cfgroup.net, or you can put in commercialfinancegroup.net.
Right. Check it out. Hey, Tracy, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
Good Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, with National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group, cfgroup.net, I think he said is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.